Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 40 of your new life. Today's title is May His Grace Be With You. John Stott said, "We must be global Christians with a global vision because our God is a global God." J.I. Packer said, "Man's chief end, says the Shorter Catechism magnificently, is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. End, not ends, for the two activities are one. God's chief end, purposed in all that He does, is His glory. And what higher end could He have? And He has so made us that we find our own deepest fulfillment and highest joy in hallowing His name by praise, submission, and service." Our text today is Colossians 4, verse 18. "I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you." Paul closes this amazing letter that has focused on the sufficiency and supremacy of Christ. He writes that last verse, but its impact will go on forever in the lives of his followers. It will always serve to focus its readers on missional living. Paul writes with his own hands these words, "Remember my chains." The plea, "Remember my chains," is not a cry for pity, nor is it likely a reminder of his credentials of authority, for Paul has not made an issue of his authority, even in the more confrontive sections of Colossians. It may be a request for prayer, although he does not make his imprisonment a subject of prayer in 4 verse 3. Perhaps it is best to see in these words a reminder of the seriousness of life in Christ, thus encouraging depth of commitment and faithfulness on the part of the recipients. A plausible mental picture is that Paul takes the pen to add his own greeting. The chains fastened to his wrists are rattling. Paul writes his last words to the church at Colossae, "Grace be with you." Paul prayed that the grace of God would fall on the people of God. God's grace is the only means for you and I to be saved and to live on mission for Him. I am so thankful for God's unmerited favor on our lives. In his book, The Grip of Grace, Max Lucado writes, "In my first church, we had more than our share of Southern ladies who loved to cook. I fit in well because I was a single guy who loved to eat. Our potlucks were major events. I counted on those potluck dinners for my survival. While others were planning what to cook, I was studying my kitchen shelves to see what I could offer. The result was pitiful. One of my better offerings was an unopened sack of chips. Another time I took a half-empty jar of peanuts. Wasn't much, but no one ever complained. Those ladies would take my jar of peanuts and set it on the long table with the rest of the food and hand me a plate. Go ahead, don't be bashful, fill up your plate. And I would. Mashed potatoes and gravy, roast beef, fried chicken. I came like a pauper and ate like a king." The Apostle Paul would have loved the symbolism of those potlucks. He would say that Christ does for us precisely what those women did for me. I love that statement from Lucado. "I came like a pauper and ate like a king." As I have studied the book of Colossians, those are my feelings exactly. As I have humbled myself before him, he has fed me spiritually like a king. I stand in awe of how big God is. He is more than enough for anything we will ever need. He is enormous, and he is enough. He is supreme, and he is sufficient. Everything we need for missional living is found in Christ, Jesus, our Lord. Consider these questions. In what ways do you see God's unmerited favor all over your life? What are some key takeaways from this study of the book of Colossians? How can you apply these truths specifically to your daily life? Read the following quote by J.I. Packer. "In Christian living, duty and delight go together. To give oneself to hallowing God's name as one's life task means that living, though never a joyride, will become increasingly a joy road." How does Packer's statements challenge you to live on mission? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. as we have read and studied it, show us how to live on mission for you. In your name we pray. Amen.